listener production.
A scam warning after fraudsters pose as an emergency response body in Mount Gambier. Youth Week coming to town and a look ahead to the weekend's netball action. Hi and welcome to Limestone Coast Local News. It's Lee Jollo with you to share the news from our backyard. Cloudy with a possible shower, we're heading for a top of 19 in Mount Gambier and 20 in Narracourt. Let's get to it. Mount Gambier and District SES is warning of possible scams at the moment. There's a phone one circling the community which is targeting people for donations to the state's SES and even the local unit itself. The scam caller was apparently claiming to be a part of the National Emergency Response. The message is not to hand over your personal details to anyone who can't authenticate their identity. If you're in doubt, hang up the phone. South Australia has once again proved itself to be among the nation's best economic performers, recording the strongest business confidence in the country. But the results of NAB's monthly business survey also serve as a warning. That's from Shadow Treasurer Matt Cowdery, who says while the SA came out on top, it still suffered the biggest drop compared to the last survey.
The result also represents an 11-point slide, the biggest in the country since the state election. Challenge for Labor to maintain the momentum of the former Liberal government, given inflation and interest rate challenges on the horizon.
Plenty coming up for young people in Mount Gambier. It says Youth Week comes to town next week. From Monday through to Friday, there's something going on. One such event is labelled Charge Up Arvos. It's offering free coffee, snacks and a place to chill out with bean bags and different groups to speak to each day. Another one is Beat Saber VR. That's this Sunday from 10 a.m. at the Riddick Arts and Cultural Centre. The popular Beat Saber VR is now 360 degrees for the ultimate challenge, so you'll need eyes in the back of your head. The critical role of nurses in regional communities is front of mind as we mark International Nurses Day today. And Annie Butler from the Nurses Federation is calling on all sides of politics to take the lead and invest more in the next generation.
With the federal election just around the corner, the Federation today is calling on governments to make sure that the next government commits fully to investing in nurses.
And a farm safety plea from SA Power Networks. It's calling on farmers to be careful around power lines while using heavy machinery. Head of Corporate Affairs Paul Roberts says there's been a record number of accidents this year alone.
13 incidents in about 8 weeks, and we're really putting out a plea to farmers to think about their safety when they're out sowing their crops at this season.
And Woolies is upping its game at the checkout, rolling out payments for your groceries using QR codes that'll send a digital receipt to your phone afterwards. Let's look at some sport now and a strong start to the Western Border netball and Millicent in particular. They're unbeaten so far despite plenty of hotly contested matches and a couple of injuries. This week they take on another young side in South Gambier. Millicent netball coach Donna Denton says they keep rolling with the COVID punches.
Lots of close contests and not a single week the same side. So I think that's just a sign of what Western Border netball and most sport is like at the moment. So COVID is certainly affecting everyone, and with us, a few injuries as well.
And get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22.
Listener.